Hello and welcome to Bishop Ato Dixon's podcast. Bishop Ato Dixon is a true son of Bishop Dagwood Mills and the convener of Jesus is the Rock Church, a denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Listen and be blessed as he shares with you deep messages from the Word of God.
Father, we thank you so very much once again for your love towards us. We thank you for this gathering and for this meeting. We thank you that, Lord, you inhabit the praise of your people. We have prayed seeking your face for your will. Lord, we have offered worship through psalms and melodies. We have heard song ministrations, Lord. And Father of God, we are about to hear your word. Open our eyes. Open our eyes. We pray for the spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation. Because the spirit of revelation, oh God, will bring us deep understanding to the truth. All the efforts you are doing, oh Lord, is to draw us closer and closer and closer to the truth. And that is why you give us your spirit. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will teach us the truth. You will grant us the spirit of understanding. Lord, I pray that heal those who are trusting you for healing. Physical, financial, spiritual. Whichever form of infirmity has plagued any of us present, we pray that your mighty hand of healing will be stretched over the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that visit your church this morning, dispatch your angels, ministering spirit to minister to the heirs of salvation. That we will live here knowing that of a truth, we have had a good encounter with the Holy Spirit. Let the name of Jesus be exalted this morning, and let his name be praised. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving, and all said, Amen. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Please sit on the neck of your enemies. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, sing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Salvation. Send them forth your only begotten Son. You made a way. You made a way. You made. You made a way. Oh, I just want. Lord, save my soul, you save my soul. Through your only begotten Son, you save my soul. You save my soul, you save. You save my soul. Oh, I just wanna live. Yes, Lord, you made me glad. You made me glad. You made me glad. I was glad when the sun unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, you made me glad. Oh, you healed me, you healed my diseases, Lord. You healed. You are my healer. You are my restorer. You are the repairer of the broken bridges. Oh, you bless my life. You bless my life. You bless my life, Lord. Appreciate Jesus for his love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just was you. Can you worship Jesus with your clap of praise? Can you worship him? Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, yes. I just want to thank you. Amen. What it means to be humble like a child. What it means to be humble like a child. What it means. Turn to somebody and tell him what it means to be humble like a child. Turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 15. When you are humble like a child, you quickly forgive and forget. Amen. When you lose this humility, you no longer forgive and forget. So people who do not forgive and forget have lost their humility. I pray for you that you will not lose your humility. I say, I pray for you that you will not lose your humility. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Amen. Now, if you walk in humility, one of the characteristic signs would be that you forgive and forget. Hallelujah. You will not say things like, as for me, I can't forgive. As for me, I don't forgive. Me muni mi o me mi e katare. Me fa samun che. Me di asem free. Nanso me fa nche. I heard somebody saying that. I said, wow. May they are set free means that I loan you with an issue, but as for forgiveness, no way. But when you have the humility of a child, it doesn't matter the gravity, it doesn't matter the magnitude, it doesn't matter what you have experienced, you will let go and say that because I carry the nature of God and I have the nature of Christ, I let go and I'm forgiving. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says almost about the same thing. Hallelujah. So Paul spoke to the church in Thessalonica that, look, make sure that you do not pay evil for evil, you know, and make sure that you don't rise up against each other, but you must forgive. Now, Peter is also saying, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrawise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. The New Living Translation version. New Living Translation version. Amen. It says, don't repay. Turn to somebody and tell you, don't repay. Don't repay evil for evil. The natural instinct of a human being is to pay evil for evil. The natural response of a natural man is when someone does evil to you, you pay him back. But church, I want you to know the Bible says that for vengeance is the Lord's. I repay. Hallelujah. You cannot revenge if you're a Christian. You should show mercy. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. When you sow sugarcane, you reap sugarcane. When you sow tiger nuts, you reap, what will you reap? Coconut. What will you reap? Tiger nuts. When you sow love, what will you reap? When you sow mercy, what will you reap? So, you know, being merciful is to the advantage of the one who shows mercy. Because when you are merciful, what you are doing is that you have planted a seed. And that seed is called mercy. And once you plant that seed, you will reap of that seed. There will be fruits that will come. And I want you to know that anytime you plant a seed of mercy, most likely, the fruit is usually bigger than the seed, true or not true? Which means that when you are merciful, it means you will enjoy more mercy. When you sow the seed of vengeance, what will you reap? More vengeance. So when you've not been, you get revenge. When somebody does something against you and you don't show mercy and you revenge, you will see that there will be more people who will revenge when you do something against someone. And the truth of the matter is that we always offend. Sometimes we, even if we do not offend indeed, we offend in our words. Sometimes you are standing somewhere, you are saying something, the person will just take the words and apply it to himself that you are talking to him. Have you not heard people sometimes saying things that, I'm the reason why he's saying what he's saying. Have you heard that before? Have you heard that before? Maybe the truth of the matter is that he is not the reason. And the truth of the matter too may be that he is the reason. But whichever way, you will still have to pay evil with good. Say you have to pay evil with good. So Brother Peter or Apostle Peter is saying that not rendering evil evil. Or railing for railing, but contrawise, blessing. And did you know that when somebody releases a curse over you, and you open your mouth to declare blessing, you reap blessing and he reaps curse. Because what he sowed was a curse. And what you sowed was a blessing. Hallelujah. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say this morning is that you need the humility of a child. Remember that Jesus said, unless you are converted like a little child, you cannot experience the kingdom of God. And so when you lack this particular virtue, you have lost your humility. Hallelujah. We also learned that when you are humble like a child, number two, you sit quietly and listen to instructions and teachings. When you lose this humility, you no longer sit quietly and listen to instructions, teachings, and guidance. Say amen to that. You just look at a child who is growing up. You will notice that at a stage in the child's life, when you tell him, do this, do that, the child will do it, even with joy. And sometimes when you are even sending one, then the other one will rush. Go and pick this for me. Then the other one will rush. Then they will all go. And then one will pick it. Then the other one will cry. No, 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 no. So when the one brings the thing, you tell him that you take it back, so that he goes to pick it and bring it to me. Have you noticed how children play? They have such humility such that they are ready to render service. Hallelujah. But I tell you that as a child continues to grow and a child continues to develop, one day when you are going into their room and you just open, they will cover themselves up, say, you should have knocked. And sometimes when the child grows, you notice that whatever you tell him to do or you tell her to do, he takes his time. He will not do it within the time that you are expecting him to do. He feels that this is not appropriate at this time, so let me do it at the appropriate time. You will notice that the child develops airs because of growth. And you notice pride around the child. But you see, a child who is walking in humility will not just look at how much he has grown, how much he has developed, how much he thinks he can explain things for himself, but he will still remain a child in his own eyes. Sit and receive instructions quietly. Because I'm telling you that when you walk in humility, you attract grace from above. You attract grace from above. You attract grace from above. May you attract grace from above in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number three, when you have the humility of a child, you easily learn new things. Oh, yes. Many people who cannot use their laptop, many people who say that we cannot use a computer, many people will say that, oh, what is this app thing? It's pride. Oh, Bishop, rather me, mom, that I'm born before technology that I don't seem to know. Instead of rather saying that I should learn it and take your time and say, it's pride. Because do you know something? The children that you have in the house may be the best teacher to teach you how to use that particular gadget. But are you humble enough to receive that child as a teacher to teach you? If you are not humble enough, you cannot learn. Oh, yeah. Most often in my house, when I'm buying credit for internet, I don't know why, I'll just call. Nicole, can you teach me, what do you do? Buying credit for internet too, it's not any complex thing. There's no rocket science. Then she can say, oh, daddy, I think that there is this, so switch it off and then switch it on again. And then go on this, start this, that. And she'll teach me, and then I'll do. And then I'll be enjoying my internet. You see, my humility is making me enjoy what I was paying for. But your pride will not make you learn. And because you are not learning, you will sit the whole day in the house not having internet. Because of pride. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will have the humility of a child. Listen, the humility of a child will carry you far. You should see children reciting memory verses. You should see children singing songs that are related to the gospel. You should see children doing things and copying. But when you are an adult and you have grown and you feel you have matured, you say Bible memorization is for little children. Meanwhile, you don't know any scripture. When they ask you, Amos chapter 3 verse 3. Amos 3, 3. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. Amos 3. People are not people. You are saying your own scripture. It's not Amos 3, 3. It's Kojo chapter 3 verse 3. What's Amos 3, 3? But you notice that children are very interested. When they come from school, immediately they get home. Mommy, this is what we learned in school. They taught us this rhyme and they begin to recite the rhymes. Because see, a child is excited about something new that he has learned. But when you are proud, you cannot be excited when you are even being taught something new. Yeah. Oh, yes. That is why the children are very fast in picking up things more than adults. Oh, yeah. You just let a child look at something being done. And the next time you see the child doing it. But you see, the adult is even not interested. You see, you need a certain interest, all right, to even learn. Amen. Sometimes you come to church and we are singing new songs. And you don't know the song. You see, humility would just make you see the lyrics on the screen and try to sing along with the people. But you see, when you are walking in the spirit of pride, look, I don't want anybody to know that I don't know the song, you know. So you'll be miming, you'll be tilapiaing like that. Your mouth will be going like that. Yeah. Sometimes in the choir, I'll be sitting here and I'll be watching some tilapias. They didn't come for choir rehearsal. And when they get the songs for them to learn today, they didn't learn the songs. Then I see they are chewing granite. The humility of a child will let you learn new things. Hallelujah. Jesus at the age of 12 in Luke chapter 2 verse 40, he was sitting in the temple with doctors. What was he doing? He was answering questions and he was asking questions. And the Bible says in verse 52, the man grew in wisdom and in knowledge and in stature, and he found favor with both God and with man. You can never find favor if you are not humble enough to learn new things. Many people have grown rusty. When you ask their age, 35, but they behave as if they are 78. You are still within the era. You are not coming from any old era. God is offering you the opportunity to learn new things. Some of you don't know how to evangelize. Some of you don't know how. When they tell you that go and win a soul, you don't even know what to say. True or not true? Yeah, you don't know what to say. You will say, look, this week, agenda 5. The reason why you didn't do the agenda 5 souls is because you don't know what to say. You don't even have the words. But you know, you can learn a new thing. You can develop the skill of soul winning by following somebody who knows how to do it. So you ask him, when are you going to do soul winning? And then he'll tell you that on Tuesday evening, I'm going to do soul winning. Can I come along with you? Yes, you can come along with me. As you are following, over the period, it's just a matter of time, you would begin to develop the skill of also sharing the love of Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ to somebody. Say, I'm a flyer. Nature say, how? Because all you can give is you can give a flyer. That, Charlie, come and visit our church. But to speak the gospel, the reason why our Savior came on earth to rescue the person from this dying and wicked world, you don't have any message. You don't have any message, but I pray for you that you will walk in the humility of a child and you will desire to learn new things. Turn to somebody and tell him, may you desire to learn new things. Oh, tell him, may you desire to learn new things. Hallelujah. Yeah, you should learn new scriptures. You should learn more scriptures, memory verses. Don't just sit in church and just enjoy the 11% retention. But you must be determined that I want to learn new scriptures. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because, you know, without the scriptures, we are nothing. We are Christians because we are living the word. Once you cease living the word, you are not a believer. A believer is someone who believes in God's word. And because you believe in God's word, you are a doer of God's word. Turn to somebody and tell them that may you be a doer of God's word. Hallelujah. Number four, when you are humble like a child, you copy things easily. Turn to somebody and tell them, you will copy things easily. Oh yeah, you should see children. They are so amazing. You will see them. Then they will do a set of drums with Milo tins, with sticks, and then you'll be sitting on it, and then you'll see that they'll do a microphone, and they'll be singing. Oh yeah, you should have seen us those times. Michael Jackson, you wear your jacket, red jacket, then you put M here, you know, and then you do some akokopem. Jerry Kells. You know, and there is a way you walk and you dance. Trailer night. Hey. You know, that's how children are. They always aspire to be like somebody. When you are a child, you aspire, you look up. You don't look down. You look up. A child looks up. A child looks up to daddy. A child looks up to mother. But when you are proud, you look down. Proud people look down. Humble people look up. Oh, yes. And you see the children, you see them. See that one person is imitating Bishop, is imitating me. Imitating Bishop Dad. Yeah. I know there are some homes, some of the children, they imitate us. Yeah. See that I'm Bishop. I am Bishop. So I'm the one going to preach. And then, yes, you are Lady Reverend. Introduce me. And they fight because, and then you say that you are the girl. Lady Reverend is a girl. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Children are open to copying. And let me tell you something. Most advanced countries that have come this far, they came far by copying. Oh, yeah. Look, a couple of years ago, when you open Daewoo Racer, the engine, when you open it like this, you see, shamelessly, it's written Opel Kadett. When you open the engine on Scion, Musso, those times, Mercedes-Benz. I mean, no shame. They have tried to copy. They buy the engine and then they do some body and they put the thing inside. And the thing works. Today, they have their own designs for the engines and they have their own designs for the cars. Why? Because of the ability to copy, they have perfected the skill of building cars and they've searched forward. People who learn how to copy, they search forward. If you're a pastor, you must learn how to preach. It doesn't come naturally. Preaching is an art and is a science. Preaching is an art. You know, there are some people, when they preach, you sleep. God move in the mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He plans in full steps. Amen. By the time you realize you are snoring. You are snoring. Why are you snoring? You are snoring because the preaching is boring and is not going well. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I watch preaching videos. I watch my pastor preach every now and then. I watch him with the illustrations. And the illustrations he uses, I also use the illustrations. When he uses an example, I use that same example. Except that I don't say that when I was in medical school. You see, because when you were not in a medical school, why do you have to say that when I was in a medical school? Hallelujah. You perfect what you are doing when you learn how to copy. Hallelujah. You should see a child. You see that sometimes they can be very annoying by even sometimes the statements they make. Hey, sit down. Hey, sit down. I'll beat you. I'll beat you. I mean, everything you are doing is also doing it. You know? But that is the instinct. That's what God has put in children. You see, the humility bit that is in a child causes the child to learn how to copy. Yeah. That's why the children like copying even in exams. They copy to the... I mean, normally adults go for a pop, but children, they copy. As for a child, you see that they call a giraffe. You see how the neck is like this. Then they cover their thing like that. May God help us. How many think that you need to get to that stage where you can have the humility of a child to learn how to copy? Oh yeah, if you are a singer, you need to learn how to copy. You should see these American singers. You see that they have the earpiece, you know, and then they will listen, then they will pause, then they will be doing you don't want to do it because you are so proud, you are so stiff. So you introduce your own version, Ajay, a local version to your thing. I want to be more like you, Ajay. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, grant me the humility of a child so I can learn to copy. To do well. Put your hands together for the Lord. The humility of a child. Amen. Number five, when you are humble like a child, you are not conscious of the wealth of others. When you lose this humility, you relate to people based on their wealth. Listen, you should never relate to people based on their wealth. It shouldn't be the basis why the person is a friend. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because the person might be wealthy in goods, wealthy in cash, but there are other people who are wealthy in talent. It's just a matter of time. Their talent will develop. And when the talent develops, they will also become wealthy people. Amen? That's why your choices sometimes are not the right choices. Because you are choosing a husband based on the wealth of the person. Yeah. Oh, Charlie, this man, they get cash, I'll go marry him. He might have cash, but he's not got character. I will choose character, good character, any day and any time. I will choose a good character far above money. Unless maybe your marital contract is for 2 weeks. Not, oh, we'll marry for 2 weeks. When I take some of your money, then I leave. But if you are determined in your heart that this marriage is forever, you must look at the godly traits in the person. Say amen. Sometimes we relate with people. You see, if I'm a pastor and I decide that I'm going to relate with the wealthy people, I mean, they are the only group of people I relate with in the church, I would have been a bad pastor. Yeah. Because the sheep that God has given to me are not defined by whether they are wealthy or they are not. Their souls are most precious to me and to God. And so that is why I'm interested in Clinton as much as I'm interested in Pastor Bokete. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always want to interact with the sheep. Why? Because they are the people Jesus died for. I have not died for anyone. I'm alive. If I were to be dead, I would not be. Oh, you don't get what I'm trying to say. But by the grace of God, God has offered me a great opportunity to stand before his people, to lead them, to feed them, to train them, and to love them. And I'm saying that I'm going to distinguish between people because of their wealth. That is the spirit of pride in operation. Hallelujah. Some of you join political parties because of wealth. That's why when the party is no more in power, then you want to change your mind. That's why when the man is no more having money, then you change your mind that, look, I am the one who said that I'm going to marry, but I've changed my mind. Something has influenced your decision because the basis upon which you married was wrong. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. I said, may the Lord help us. I say, may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to walk in the humility of a child. Hallelujah. Children cannot be bothered. I mean, that's why you will see that, look, you will see that sometimes some parents who are not godly struggle. Some ungodly parents struggle a lot. And the reason why they struggle is because sometimes they don't want their children to intermingle with some children. And they call them, don't intermingle with the riffraffs. Don't intermingle with the children who live in the shacks. I mean, it becomes a problem. Oh, sometimes they will say that, no. They will introduce bad habits and other things. But sometimes it's just class. We have set class into being that this person cannot come close to us. Yeah. When my children were small, everybody in my house, if he's a lady, she's an auntie. If he's a boy, he's an uncle. So they grew up whether they've not even heard the word house help before. Because you see, what I was doing was that I was introducing them to a good culture that would develop them into fully functioning, proper children. They will give honor and respect to anybody they meet. But sometimes what we do is that we clearly make the children know, look, this one is a house help. This one is a house boy. Do you understand? So they will cross their legs and they'll say, hey, come and iron my things. You have to iron your things. I'm washing my dishes. You want somebody to wash it. No. We are all washing our, we all have two hands. Why should somebody wash your dish for you? Yeah. So there are values that you can introduce the children to that will make them grow properly in society. Say amen to that. And there are some values you introduce the children to that makes them grow. Pride within themselves. So you see that the person doesn't respect a certain group of people. Doesn't respect a certain caliber of people. Because you have put inside of the spirit of a child by the words that you have spoken that this group of people, they belong to this class. Yeah. Countless occasions, what I'll be doing is that when we are driving by the road and then we'll meet people who are begging, then I'll tell them, I'll say, have you seen these people? It's no fault of theirs. They grew up only knowing that this is my mother and this is my father. They didn't even ask for it. And that is why they are begging. Then I'll ask, do you have something for them? Daddy, please, there is some money here. Can I give to them? I said, do you want to give to them? He says, yes, I want to give to them. Then I said, based on what you want to do, give to them. I don't tell them that, give it to them, but I want to know what is bubbling in their hearts towards them. Hallelujah. May we dissociate from class, creating factions, creating parties. Listen, the Bible says that in the house of God, there's no Jew nor Gentile. There is no bond nor free. There is no male nor female. Hallelujah. Yeah. We need to offer respect and honor to each other. Because the person you don't respect today is a great guy you will submit to tomorrow. Now that's your problem. Yeah. The person that you are not taking care of today is the one who is going to take care of you tomorrow. Amen. And God is counting on you that you break away from the spirit of pride into imbibing and receiving the spirit and the humility of a child. Jesus said that unless you are converted, unless you are, you know, you need to be converted, you know, like a little child. The Bible says that you cannot experience the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. When you are humble like a child, you are not conscious of people's nationalities. Did you hear what I said? I said, when you are humble like a child, you are not what? Concerned about what? People's nationality. Say amen to that. Listen, you can be a stranger in a land. Do you know you can be a stranger in a land? One day something will take you somewhere. The way you treat strangers in your land will determine how people will treat you when you are found as a stranger in another land. Hallelujah. Sometimes you decide that as for these people, they are like this. As for this group of people, they are like that. As for this tribe, they are like that. As for these people, they are like that. Have you heard that before? Have you heard that before? Yeah. So we don't marry from people from this tribe. We don't like people. Did you choose your tribe? Did you choose it? You woke up in the morning and you said, God, I'm going to the earth. As you are taking me to the earth, I just want to be an American. And to be specific, I want to be in Ohio. You woke up and you noticed that you were in Anja Chudim maternity home. Azan Chudim or Anatranaba. Do you know Tranaba? Aha. Apeusika. Brofuedru. Nobody chose where he wants to be. Nobody chose. Some of you, if you were given the opportunity to choose your parents, you would choose them. The parents that you have. Some of you, you would not have chosen your parents. Because you see, look, one day in primary school, many years ago, a guy had his father come to see him to pay the school fees. And when the father came, immediately he shouted, Grandpa! So all of us knew that it was a grandfather. Speech and prize giving day. Parents were supposed to come and donate things. And when the father came, and then the parents who came earlier, they said that they should come and talk to the class. And then they called this man, Mr. Dakwa, his son, a whole class, Grandpa. So, I mean, he was very embarrassed. So later, I mean, he asked why they were calling. He said, oh, because his son said that. He said, who's me a grandpa? Okay. And the corridor, Nana, non pia school fees amount. Oh, yeah. Because he felt that the father wasn't nice enough. He looked so old that, I mean, he looked like a grandpa. Let me tell you something. You should never relate with people based on status. Did you hear what I said? That's the problem with our leadership in this part of the world. I mean, leadership is in peinizi in this part of the world. I mean, you don't condescend to men of low estate. Yeah. But it is my prayer that we will understand that leadership has to do with serving people, loving people, guiding people, forgiving people, and making them into what God wants them to become. If you can raise people that way, you are finished with your work. It's not amassing wealth. It's not gathering things. Hallelujah. Because as for the world, at a point in time, it cannot save your situation. I'm not too sure what money has been able to do as far as cancer is concerned. It will just, prolong your day small, but it cannot restore you back to life. Hallelujah. But when you invest in people, one day you can look back and feel so fulfilled that you invested, number one, the gospel, number two, education, number three, love, number four, help to the person. I pray for somebody hearing me this morning that you will not relate with people based on their nationality. Oh, yes. Whatever they are, whoever you think they are the creation of God. Yeah, they are the creation of God. Number seven, when you are humble like a child, you do not cover your natural weaknesses. Turn to somebody, and I'm ending on this particular note, but I want you to pay rapt attention to what I'm about to tell you. You know, when you have the humility of a child, you do not cover your natural weaknesses. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, you do not cover your natural weaknesses. When you lose this humility, you always do your best to make a good impression. Have you noticed, children? A child is naked, he doesn't care who is there. He's naked, he's moving about. I mean, that's who I am. I mean, why are you trying to make me to who I am not? But you know, when you are walking in pride, you give impressions. Oh yes, why not? Sometimes it's good to give good impressions, but you must make sure and you must know that once you give a certain impression and it's not your nature, you are going to work hard at it to maintain it. So rather, expose the weakness for the Lord to work on the weakness so that it becomes your nature. When something is your nature, you do it so easily. But when something is not your nature and you are acting, it's just a matter of time. Everybody will know. Yeah. When you are acting, you are like a Hollywood star. I mean, Sylvester Stallone, he flies the aircraft, flies the helicopter, drives trucks, jumps from heights, and never dies. And there will be children who will see him in reality. Or there are even children who want to be like him. I know children who have jumped from heights and died because they watched Superman and Spider-Man. It was an impression. And the impression has rather destroyed somebody's life. But you rather expose your weakness and say, Lord, this is the area where I am weak. I bring it before your throne. Holy Spirit, help me to overcome. Strengthen me where I am weak. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? A humble person does not care about what people think about him. A humble person, you will see when people are sharing their testimonies, they don't want anybody to know about their past. Yeah. But a true convert who knows what Jesus has done for him, when he is sharing his testimony, he talks about how far God. One day I was listening to this quite a number of years ago, many years ago. There used to be this anointed preacher, Brother Marco. He used to come to Assemblies of God Community 4, and I would find myself there. And when he's sharing his testimony, I mean, his testimony alone will lead many people to Christ. And how he got born again, one day, he saw a woman. And you know, usually the women, they keep their monies here. I mean, so as usual, he has seen puffiness over here and was trying to pull the money. So use the knife and cut. And he didn't even look at what he had cut and was running away. Then he heard that the woman was shouting, wailing, crying, not knowing she had cut the woman's meat. He was affected greatly. And whilst he was passing by, a man was preaching John 3:16. I said, John 3:16. John 3:16. About that experience, the experience he went through, he felt so disgusted. He felt so sad that he had, and the woman died. The woman died. And anytime she's sharing his testimonies, he talks about that. But you see that when a proud person, you know, I mean, when I was in the world, I mean, I used to read my Bible, but I wasn't too serious with church. You know, I wasn't too serious with church, but among my peers and my colleagues, you know, I was the best among them, you know. And I really want to thank God that, I mean, he saved me. Where is the salvation? What you are saying, where is the salvation? Where is the life that has been saved? You should say it. You should be open. How far God has brought you, where you were, and where God has brought you. The Bible says, and they overcame him by the words of their testimony. Words of their testimony. A humble person will open up and share every weakness of his. Hallelujah. Share every weakness. The proud people of this world need to keep up appearances and impress the world. You know, that is why you see that. That's why you also have to be very, very careful. Because people are always keeping impressions and making impressions. Did you know that? You marry pawns, you will marry something you don't want to have. Because people are always, that's why it's called makeup. You make it up. Yeah. Let the person wash his face, her face, and see the face. It's like buying a piece of land. Buy it when it is a rainy day. Let the person wash their face and see all the non-sorbens and say, I like the non-sorbens and I know what I'm going in for. People always keep impressions and make impressions. That's why when a guy is coming to woo you, you will not come with an AD11. You will go and borrow somebody's car. And quite a number of women, their choices are based on outward appearances. Oh, Charlie, the guy, I like the way his beard is by his W. Oh, yeah, I met somebody like that. I said, like W beard. I said, so what about when he changes it to V? What happens? Hallelujah. May God help us. I said, may God help us. I said, may God help us. May we expose our weaknesses to the Holy Spirit for him to work on us. Listen to me. We all have weaknesses in our members. Because, you see, you are a spirit, but you are wearing flesh and blood. And the Bible says that sin reigns in the flesh. The only reason why you fell was simply because you did not accept that was your weakness. If you had accepted it, some of you, all you need to run away from is a woman. You see a lady, especially fair-colored lady. Do you see? Aha. That is your weakness. So you don't go and sit by a fair-colored lady. That's what you do. One day I heard a guy, he was just talking about, he's an unbeliever. He said, "Me quite sorry, I'm fine girls, because, yeah, sorry, no. You hear Becca say, give somebody a hug and give somebody a holy kiss." Look at such a person. Look at such a person. Hello, praise the Lord. Impression. So, when they say share the grace, but before we share the grace, turn to somebody and give the person a Holy Ghost hug. Then you give the girl a hug and slip his complimentary card. Now, who's through? Obey on some phone now. I saw them now. Obey on some phone. Hallelujah. And there are also some. Sometimes the pastor will say, give a Pentecostal handshake. In other words, you turn and then you take money and then you shake the person's hand and slip it into his hand. So you'll be looking. Who is the rich person in town? And go and say, listen to me. Walk in humility. Turn to somebody and tell him, walk in humility. When you lose your innocence and your humility, you are unable to undress or bathe by the roadside. Have you noticed that children, they bathe on the roadside? But is it not this same group of people who were in boarding house and they were bathing together? Is it not this same group of people? What is distinguishing them? One time they were little, now they have grown. When you grow, the tendency to develop pride is high. The same person you used to bath with in the bathhouse, when you grow and you go for a function, let's say old boys, they say, go and bath together in that same bathhouse. You say, no, I'm going to the hotel. I'm going to look for a hotel somewhere in Kawano Paro. You see, you have developed S. But if you still carry that humility, you could not be bothered. Yeah. Hallelujah. May God help us to be humble. Oh, church, the only thing that will attract the grace of God upon your life is to walk in humility. Being obedient to God's word. It will lift you up. Amen? To lift you up. They are not concerned about what anybody thinks. They have no need to constantly impress others with good outward impressions. Turn to your neighbor and ask him, do you always give good outward impressions? Yeah. We are not saying misbehave, but we are also saying that be real. Hallelujah. I said, we are not saying misbehave. We are saying be what? Be real. Be real. Be real. I mean, you are speaking American slangs. And you are saying that, oh, you were born in America. But you were not born in America. It is an acquired accent. Be real. Because see, that your accent actually has whet the appetite of a girl who is looking for an American to marry. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? What's up, G? Yeah. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me to acquire humility. Work on every weakness of mine. Some of us, the way we talk, we need to work on it. And the only way you can work on it is the Holy Spirit, employing the services of the Holy Spirit, fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to rule and to reign. Isaiah 54 says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I may speak a word that is fit in season to those who are weary. When your words are seasoned with salt, it means the Holy Spirit is influencing your life. The only reason why the guys can't stay is because when you are so beautiful, but when you open your mouth, what you say is not edifying enough. Hallelujah. Some will have to work on their anger. Yeah. You have to work on your anger. Anger is not the fruit of the Spirit. It is not. When you read Galatians 5:22, 19 rather talks about hatred and anger, which is the works of the flesh. But the 22 talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Huh? Yeah. The only person who can work on your situation. You see, and you must be ready to lay bare your weakness before God. And sometimes even before men. Yeah. Many years ago, when I got born again, I had a brother in the fellowship where we were. You know? And I came to him and I said, Brother John Appiah, I don't know, but anytime I want to speak the truth, then I speak lies. Yeah. I came to him and said, and I don't like it. I'm now born again and I don't want to speak lies. Please, I want you to help me. I need help. I need help in that area. And he spoke to me and he said, be yourself. They can put a knife at your throat, but speak what it is. And encouraged me and counseled me after that, prayed with me. By the time I had communicated with him and he had ministered to me, I knew that something had happened to me. But some of us, we are not ready to expose the things for the Lord to work on the things. And sometimes God will use men. Most times, he will use men to minister to you. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another that ye may be healed. Healing comes from confession of faults sometimes to somebody. Oh, I've confessed to God. God has forgiven me. Yes, he has forgiven you, but you need healing. You need to accept what has happened, the experience you have had. Sometimes you have to just open up. At least sharing that, you know, carries off the load on you. Amen. May the Holy Spirit help us this morning as we walk in the spirit of humility, and as we walk in the humility of a child. Remember, Jesus said, unless you are converted like a little child, you cannot enter. You cannot experience. You see, this kingdom that God has brought us in, the kingdom is full of good things. Blessed things. It's also full of persecutions. There are different aspects and assorted blessings within the kingdom. But you know, for you to be able to walk in through this kingdom and overcome the trials and the challenges of this life, you need humility all the time. Hallelujah. And like I illustrated, if somebody should walk in here right now with a gun right from there, Those who are likely to experience the gunshot are those who are standing. And the next group of people who are likely to experience gunshot is those who are sitting. Those who are lying flat might feel secure and safe. Yeah. That is the position even against assaults. So the Bible says that put on humility. Humility is a cloak. You must put it on as a Christian. As a cloak. Because life's status will place a demand on you. You see, when you're a doctor, you shouldn't do this. When you're a priest, you shouldn't do that. You see, when you're a priest, you should stand in the pulpit and preach. Lord moves in a mysterious ways. His wonders to perform is acted. It's acted. It's acted. You can easily be limited by what is expected of you. But when you are a preacher, you must interact with the people. You must look into their eyes as you are preaching. You must give windows. You must touch them. So that you, there is something Jesus always did. He is our perfect example. He's our perfect example. He will move in the midst when he was on the mount and he was teaching on the Beatitudes. He was moving in the midst of the people, relating with them. Blessed are this, blessed are that, blessed are that. And he was interacting with the people. Interaction. But the world has carved its own standard. And that is the problem we have today. You see, you're a bank manager. There is a way you have to work. Oh, your name we oh, Nanti, I say now, Nanti. I've heard it. You see, you cannot continue working like one day the old one will come. The old one will come. Hallelujah. Or talk in a certain way. One day you see that Charlie, you are struggling. Turn to somebody and tell him, be yourself. Lift your hands. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word says that how shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to the word of God. This morning we stand before you in all humility, asking for your help and your mercy for us. Lord, the most difficult things we've encountered in our lives has come as a result, oh God, of not relenting and letting go. Sometimes it's been the spirit of pride. Among spouses, oh God, the quarrels, the fights, is simply because the spirit of humility is not reigning. And your word teaches us, Lord, that if we will only walk in humility and will not pay evil for evil and railing for railing, we will experience your love and your mercy. Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Help us, oh God. Sometimes, Lord, we allow our flesh to rule. But we pray in the name of Jesus. Your word says that the natural man can receive nothing of the spirit. But I pray today, oh God, that may we develop spiritually. Help our spirit man to grow. How will this happen, Lord? Help us to have a desire for your word. Your word says that blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it he meditates day and night. Your word says he shall be like a tree planted. Help us to meditate on your word. Help us to stay committed to your word. Help us to stay true to your word. Help us, oh God, to live your word. Holy Spirit, the areas where we find difficulty in living your word, help us. Hold our hands and guide us. Give us convictions. Give us desires. Desires to please the Father. Deliver us, oh God, from the influence of the flesh and from the influence of the instincts of the flesh. This precious morning, we thank you for your word of truth. Help us to walk in the humility of a child. Deliver us from the spirit of pride. In Jesus' precious name we are prayed. And all said, Amen. Can we just close our eyes briefly? You cannot leave this service without taking the most important decision ever. The most important decision ever. There are decisions to be made. Some are deciding to go to school. It's a good decision. Some are deciding to add on to the knowledge they have. It's a good decision. Some are deciding to marry. It's a good decision. Some are deciding to start businesses. It's a good decision. But you know, all these decisions taken, one day will come to an end, even if you achieve them. Now, the question I want to ask you is, after you have executed all your desires and you have executed your dreams and your visions, when you die, where are you going? The Bible says, as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death is judgment. I trust that God is offering you a blank check. And the blank check is that I sent my son that if you receive him, you'll be saved. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, heaven. Nicodemus asked him, how shall I be born now that I'm old? And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter. Today, I believe strongly that the Lord is ministering to some hearts present here, that the best of decisions you can take is to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so as we close our eyes briefly, you want to say, Bishop, please pray with me. I'm not too sure. And like we learned, the humility of a child will let you expose weaknesses in your life. You know, you want to say, Bishop, pray with me. I know this is the most important decision. Receiving the Savior of the world as my Lord and my personal Savior. And that is what I want to do this blessed morning. You want me to pray with you? Can you just give me a wave? Just give me a wave right now. You want to say, Bishop, pray with me. I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. God bless you. I can see that hand lifted. Lift it above your head. God bless you. God bless you. Today might be the only opportunity for you. Take advantage of it. Oh, yes. He says, behold, I stand at the door and I am knocking. If any man will hear my voice and open, I will come in, sup with him, and he with me. Listen, all our going and our coming, we should remember that a time is going to come when it will come to an end here on earth. But it doesn't end because all dead men are still alive. Where are you and where will you be? God bless you. Now, if you've lifted your hand, I want you to do something else for me. I want you to step forward. Come to me. Just come to me. I'm going to pray for you. Ushers, help them, help them, help them. Akopi, come. Come to me. Come, come. Come. Today is your day of salvation. Just walk to me. Oh, he loves you. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter the sins you have committed. It doesn't matter how bad you have been. His blood is still flowing on Calvary Hills. His blood can wash your sins away. Come, 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 come. Today is your day of salvation. Encourage them with your clap. Encourage them. Oh, yes. I'm beckoning you to come. I'm bargaining for your soul. The Bible says that what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Your soul is most precious to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're still waiting. I believe there are still some room for somebody. There is room for someone. Just come, come, come. Today is your day of salvation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your power and your presence. Thank you for your mercy and your love. Come, 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 come. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. He is knocking at the door of your heart. He is knocking at the door of your heart. And he said that, open, I will come in and sup with you. I'll sup with you. I'll sup with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I sense in my spirit there are two guys. The Lord wants to minister to you right now. Just walk to me. Two guys. As I'm speaking, you are shy, but I'm telling you, the most important thing is, listen, receiving the Lord. He will make a difference. Two guys, I sense in my spirit so strongly. Don't harden your heart. This is your opportunity. This is your chance. When God offers you the chance, you must take advantage of it. Because, you know, 30 minutes away from here, you have not a slightest inkling. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Precious ones, you know, Romans chapter 10 says that if thou shalt believe Jesus and confess that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says, for with the heart we believe unto righteousness. Righteousness here is not self-righteousness, but having a right standing with God. Once you believe, you now have a right standing with God. And confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. You are declaring to God, to all the heavenly host, and to all the cloud of witnesses, and to all the witnesses present here, that from today, you have renounced the world, and you have chosen Christ Jesus. Can you just lift your hands to him as a sign of surrender? And congregation, I want you to join us as we pray this simple prayer. Pray this simple prayer. Say, dear Lord Jesus. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, lost and condemned to sin. But this precious morning, I thank you for your word. I respond to your love and I respond to your mercy. Please forgive me. Have mercy on me. I open my heart to you. Come and live in my heart and be the Lord of my life. From today, I choose Jesus and accept Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior. Please, Jesus, come and live in my heart and be the Lord of my life. From this moment forward and from this day forward, I will serve you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Father, we want to bless you for these precious souls. Your word says that no one can come to you unless those whom you have drawn unto yourself. I thank you for the lives of these precious souls. And I pray, as Paul prayed for the church in Galatia, I pray, oh God, that Christ will be formed in them. Sweet Holy Spirit, influence their lives. Influence their actions. Increase their knowledge. Put in them a fresh desire. Your word says that it is you who worketh in us both to will and to do of your good pleasures. I pray that, Lord, put in them a fresh desire to will and to do your will. We thank you for their lives and we thank you for what you have done. In Jesus' precious name, and all said, amen.